Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Where would you rank the Eagles amongst the remaining teams left in the NFL playoffs? Because there's a limit on how many we can put here. There is first or second, third or fourth, fifth or sixth, or seventh or eighth. Where, because we can only do four options. So 52% have them first or second.
Okay.
43% have them third or fourth.
Okay.
3% have them fifth or sixth, and 1% have them seventh or eighth.
Haters.
Yeah, I think I got to move on. I got to move up to two. Sorry.
You have us ahead of the Chiefs now or ahead of the Lions?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's put him at one. I mean,
it time. We have a four-hour show.
I mean, that's where I really want to put him at. I want to put him at one, but I got to be honest. If Jalen was playing better, they would be at one.
But he's not.
He's not.
Okay, so if you move them up to two, because it's Tell the Truth Thursday, I can't let you off the hook. You have to pick who you have them ahead of.
I think they're better than the Chiefs. I do. Listen, I'm a Big Red guy. I love Big Red. Those guys. They're my AFC team.
Yeah.
One of them, yes.
They're one of my AFC teams.
Yeah. Hard to keep track of all the AFC teams.
But yes. Jack's right. They're not frauds, but he's right in the sense that it's really more about respect for the Chiefs than them being a dominant team. Now, they won 15 games. You can't deny that. But they could have easily lost five of those games.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually won a game blocking a field goal from the 30-yard line against the Broncos, against Bo Nix.
They almost lost to the Panthers in Carolina.
They got way too many.
We almost lost to Jacksonville at home.
True enough. We almost lost
to Cleveland.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, the Chiefs have had a lot. How many one-score games? Like, the Chiefs have, 10 wins by one score this year.
But to me...
That's a lot of one-score wins.
Yeah, at some point, it's going to catch up to them.
It's going to catch up to you, yes.
But the end of the year, they definitely played better. And I don't know the scores at the end of the year, but I feel like the last...
Yeah, I mean, before the Wentz debacle, won. They beat the Browns 21-7. They beat the Texans 27-19. And they beat the Steelers 29-10. So that was good. But right before that, they beat the Panthers by 3. They beat the Raiders by 2. And they beat the Chargers by 2. And that was just because of a blocked field goal because Justin Herbert's a winner.
I feel like... But he lost.
Yeah, but it's how you play.
Yeah. The thing that you're saying moves the Chiefs down for you.
Right.
Moves them up for me.
I think the Lions are more legit than the Chiefs. I think the Eagles or the Lions would beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm never picking against the Chiefs until...
Neither am I.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I mean, now if the Eagles get there, we are picking against the Chiefs.
You're picking against the Chiefs.
Well, I hate y'all, man.
I'll be with you. Don't you worry. I'm with you.
I'm out. I'm out with y'all too, man.
Oh, finally. Listen to everybody.
If the Eagles get there against the Chiefs, you guys aren't picking the Eagles.
I don't know. I got to see it.
What the hell?
Depends I got to see it.
Yeah. Let me see how one's playing by that point.
Let's get past the Rams first, and then I'll worry about that. All right. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles in the hierarchy of likelihood to win the Super Bowl? NFL.com has them fifth. I am fourth. Ike now has them second.
Yes.
Behind the Lions.
Behind the Lions.
And Jack has them third behind the Lions and the Buffalo Bills. All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You got to tell the truth. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP. JT.
JT.
In Langhorne.
Damn it, JT.
I'm going to put JT on hold. Brian in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, B?
So, where did you say this list is? NFL.com?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'd seen a sports line. It said, like, via sports line, and it had all the percentages. And the Eagles were literally first. It went Eagles at 21%, Detroit at 17%, Buffalo 17%, Baltimore 16%, whatever. I just thought.
I don't know what you're looking at. I mean, I can tell you the betting odds. I think the Eagles are fourth. I'll look right now. They're either third or fourth. Hold on. Let me tell you right now. So Lions are plus 275. The Chiefs are plus 350. And then the Eagles are plus 400. Ravens plus 475. And Bills are plus 550. So they're third. And like depending on where you look, everyone will be in a different spot. And if you're talking about percentages, maybe it was a computer model that ranked the Eagles really, really high. So I don't know where they had them. But where do you have them?
Okay. So I got them at 2/3. I think I could see 2. I think Jalen is going to play better. Once we see him play better, I think you definitely solidify them at 2. But I got the Lions and Ravens somewhere in there. I think the Lions are the best team. I need to see them against us. Like everyone's wanted to see the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to see how we measure up to them. I think our defense puts them over the top. I just need to see. Like I'm not trying to cop out of the Tell You the Truth Thursday, but. I have them around 2 or 3. I really think they're right.
Well, let's
there.
Be honest. We'll be rooting for Washington Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You would rather play the NFC Championship game
here.
Yeah,
we'll be rooting for the Commanders
Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm Saturday. Not, honestly.
Oh,
no.
Stop it.
No, hear me
you're
out.
A psychopath.
Dude, are you nuts?
Do you want to beat the best or not?
No, I don't care about any of that nonsense.
Because you guys are soft and you don't believe in the Eagles. Want them to take down the Lions. I don't want this to be fraudulent.
Listen, I don't care if they had to play Carolina Sunday to get to the Super Bowl, man. Yeah. I don't care who it is.
And well, they'll do well in NFC Championship games against Carolina.
That's probably not a good example by me, yes.
Here's why it wouldn't be fraudulent. If we beat Washington, it will have mean that Washington beat
the
Detroit.
Best, yes.
So then,
any given Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a quick question for Spike.
Yeah.
So it's tell the truth Thursday. Oh, so I want you to tell the truth.
Oh, I hate this.
Oh, I love this.
Yep.
So if you could hypothetically, if you could take one player off their respective team, who are you taking off? Embiid or Jalen Hurts?
Wait, I don't understand exactly what you're asking me.
So you're just snapping your finger and one player disappears from their team.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not really that tough of a question.
Jalen Hurts. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Brian. I know what you're trying to do, but unfortunately, this is like a really, it's just like a really easy question because if you take Jalen Hurts off of the Eagles, I'm not saying they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl with one of their backups, but they certainly could. They certainly have a better chance than the Sixers have
without
Joel
without
Embiid.
Embiid yeah.
Without Embiid there, I mean, you see what happens. But they can't win a game. So I know what you're trying to do, and if the question is, do I think the Sixers are going to win a championship with Joel Embiid? The answer is very clearly no. But that's more about the team than it is about the player. You know,
I'm kind of in on the callers though. Turning around, Tell the Truth Thursday.
You can do that.
Yeah,
you can Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
Wide open. We're a wide open book.
Well, no, hell no, we're not.
Yeah, we sure are. Did I start the fight in Atlanta? Has to answer it truthfully.
Well, it don't matter what I say there. I've been telling the truth. Nobody wants to hear it.
Even I think Trot told us that you did. I don't care. According to me, you did. We're going to, you know, AJ sort of told the truth yesterday.
Yes, he does.
We will play that for you right after I tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen right now and Tell the Truth Thursday. You have really screwed up in not replacing your older drafty windows because you think it's cold now. Next week, I was looking at the weather. I think Monday, there's a low of 8 and a high of 15. And you got those drafty windows. Your energy bills can be sky high. If it's not, you're going to be 6 blankets when you're laying on the couch. Guida wants to help. They have their big winter sales event. They know it's cold. They know you need to replace those old drafty windows and the doors. So the big winter sales event gets you 40% off every window and door you buy. 40% every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window with free high performance low E glass. 40% off any door, an insulated entry door, storm door, garage door, whatever it is. And maybe you're a little light in the pocket because of the holidays, so you can start your project with no money down, paid off interest free for up to a year. This is only going through January, so do it now. If you need new windows or doors, what I want you to do, get all of the details by calling 877-GO-GUIDA. And when you're on the phone with them, you can schedule a free in-home estimate, or you can just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So the AJ did not practice yesterday. He did say he was going to practice today.
And he is practicing.
There you go.
He's practicing today?
Yeah. He is.
Awesome. Yeah.
So he said he wasn't practicing because of injury management or whatever yesterday, but he was asked in the locker room after the game how he felt and here in the game and after the game, and here's what he said.
AJ, how did the knee feel after the game? And I know you weren't at practice today. Was that the same as last week, just managing it?
Yeah, I felt fine after the game. You know, came out clean, and you know, it's just all a part of the plan. You know, I'll be out there tomorrow. So
did you feel like yourself out there on Sunday, or did you feel like your knee impacted you at all?
No, I was fine, moving around fine. You know, I was open, and you know, I was cool.
I was open. Yeah. I love him, man.
Do that in their own purpose.
He
now,
is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and
we'll be the big bad media and misinterpret what he said and everything else.
Oh, but I was fine. I was open.
Yeah.
I was open. Oh, because, and you know what? I didn't hear what the next question was, but, and no one bit, but if the wide receiver who had one catch on Sunday, the star wide receiver had one catch, and you're asking him questions, and he says, I was open. Isn't the next question, like, well, why didn't you have more than one catch?
Why didn't you get the ball, yeah. Yep, why didn't you get the ball then?
He is something else, man. I love him to death.
Yeah.
I don't want an Eagles team without AJ ever, man. So there you go. Well, it's good. It is good that he's practicing today because he hadn't really practiced in 2 weeks.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's good that he's going to be out there today because if nothing else, that shows that he feels good enough to practice.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of continuously resting the knee to try to get him ready for Sunday.
Well, and all jokes and Jalen stuff aside, I think one thing we were worried about with Sunday with the one catch is, well, we didn't know how he felt out there, right? And there was the fake tush push. We're like, well, did he not catch up to it?
I went back and looked at that play again, looked at it a couple times.
Yeah.
It was the right throw to overthrow him and see if he can run under and catch it.
Yep.
Because I just think it was too tight of a window to try to fit it in there with both those defenders around, AJ.
It also felt like, and I actually haven't watched this since Monday morning, but I felt like Jalen maybe stumbled a little bit out of the
play fake.
Out of the play fake. He was low, and I feel like maybe he was getting to that throw, maybe a split second, because early in that play, AJ had those guys beat. And then maybe,
but it's not a quick hitting play.
Right.
Yeah,
it can't
be. It's a play that's supposed to be down the field.
Yeah, it can't be. So all right, 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles ranked as far as Super Bowl contenders? NFL.com has them 5th. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. Yo. What's up, Ike?
Do my phone better?
Yeah, seriously, bro. We never had that issue with you before,
man. I understand. Talk Truth Thursday, man. My phone was horrible. Yo, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Spike, before I say where I got the Eagles, I'm coming at you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
For one, you just
4
said,
hours of this every friggin' day. Yeah.
No, I got to come at you because you just said that Kansas City, you giving them an upgrade because they've been in all these close games. But most of the weeks you killed the Eagles because you said they're not winning comfortably enough for you.
Well, they're different.
Which one is it?
No, that's fair. They are. And I think You can believe in it or not, but it's impossible for you to not understand if I say this team, who has been the best team of the decade and are on the verge of, like, you could say dynasty team, who just won two Super Bowls, who has debatably, you know, may end up with a quarterback who may end up as the best quarterback of all time in his prime. We have a head coach who will end up as one of the three best head coaches in the history of the NFL. Just sort of like waltzes through the regular season and only half-asses it and ends up at 15-2. That's different than a team that is not in that position. So for me, the reason that I'm putting the Chiefs there is not specifically their performance this year. It's that their performance was not that good, and somehow they wound up with the best record in the NFL and in a position to win another Super Bowl. So it's, for me, it's more about respect for what the Chiefs have done. And you see it in other sports, right? When a team is that good, they can get to a point with regular seasons where it's hard to get up for it.
Say the Chiefs did that last year.
Yes, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So I understand what you're saying, but I think the Chiefs and the Eagles are in very, very different positions right now. And I don't think that the Chiefs have the best roster in the NFL. And I do. I think you could make the argument that the Eagles do. And I don't think we went into the season saying that the Chiefs were going to have the best offense in the NFL. But we went into the season thinking that was the case with the Eagles. So I guess there's a lot of context there. Though I understand why you asked the question. I think the teams are in very, very different situations.
Let me say why I got the Eagles.
Where do you have them?
I got them number one.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. First of all, like Jack, I don't believe in the Chiefs, because as much as you want to say they lost their best cornerback last year, they not the same team. They definitely ain't the same defense, and their offense has not been clicking, so I don't believe in them. And I'm going to take it a step farther. We're number one and Baltimore number two. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to beat Buffalo this week. And the reason that Detroit ain't number two or number one or number two is because their defense. Because I believe, just like Ike was saying earlier, football is the most team-oriented sport. And I don't care what nobody say. You need some kind of defense. Yeah, we won a Super Bowl because of our offense. But don't minimize the defense they got to win the game for to get the sack stripped. So, and I don't buy Detroit defense because they beat a garbage Minnesota Vikings defense. I mean, offense a couple weeks ago. So
well, I mean, they did win 15 games.
Cool, and
they scored more points, and they scored more points than any team in the NFL. So
playoff difference, baby. Playoff difference.
Okay, but it's different for us too. Then
it's a belief.
It's different for us too. Then yeah.
It's a belief.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
All it is. It's a belief.
And
I
how
think
much
the Eagles grind it out better because when they get like to those games, our defense
because they have to. So yes, let me ask you this last question: how much weight do you put on the Detroit Lions, and not just the Detroit Lions at home, but typically a dome team at home is way better than they are on the road? How much weight do you put the fact that if we get to the Super Bowl, we're going to have to go to Detroit and play them at home where they're excellent?
That matter. You want to know what I think about that? That's just going to make our Super Bowl more legit. Because I'm tired of when they used to kill the Phillies for beating the Diamond. I mean, for beating the Diamond Rays or whatever they named, Sun Ray, whatever.
Oh, the Rays,
and I'm tired of them saying that the Eagles wasn't that good when we beat Atlanta and we had a little soft schedule. Because they always minimize our road. So we got to take the tough road so nobody can say nothing. Because all these chumps that be on these national radio TV shows and stuff like that, they be taking their shots, but they know the truth.
They know it.
Take shots at, they always know. Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to. And when they get to the end of it, I don't think the Eagles going to lose. Because they know we the best team.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I got to say.
All right, Ike. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Tell the truth Thursday. I think Ike was telling the truth. I believe him. I believe that he believes it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys both this, because we're talking a lot about Detroit, a lot about Kansas City. Let's say the Eagles win the game in a normal way on Sunday. Let's say they win 23-14 or something like that. Just a really normal win. And let's say Detroit beats Washington in a normal way as well. Let's say they win 28-17, something like that. Something that we could see happening.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles go to Detroit. What do you think the line is?
I would say 3 or less.
Detroit, obviously.
Yeah.
My gut is around 3.5 is where I think. I thought the Eagles-Rams line was going to be a little bit higher than it was. I thought it was going to be around 7.5.
If it opened at 3.5, it definitely ain't closing at 3.5.
You think it'd go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, because if you're better, wouldn't you take the Eagles plus 3.5 in Detroit?
The half point would mean a
exactly.
lot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I would take the Eagles plus 3.5.
Jack, what do you think the line would be in Detroit?
I think the line would be 2.5.
Wow. Okay.
I think 2.5.
And then one more line question. Let's say the Eagles win. Let's say the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. Neutral site. Again, let's say very normal, expected ways that they play.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen plays better than he played on Sunday, but he doesn't turn into Super Bowl 2022 Jalen. He's the best version, a normal version of what we've seen this year. What do you think the line is in the Super Bowl?
Eagles get past Detroit. It's a pick 'em if not the Eagles being favored.
Yeah, I think it'd be Chiefs minus 1.
Yeah, I thought 1.5. I thought Chiefs 1.5. I feel like Vegas has the Chiefs as Super Bowl favorite. So it seems like they believe in it.
Well, everything matters.
Yeah.
Details matter. Who's healthy?
Yeah, totally.
If the Eagles go to Detroit and beat them by 2 touchdowns, I guarantee you that changes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, just like the Rams. If the Rams look so good on Monday night,
yes.
I think that I really do think the line was going to be around. And now the previous to that game, the look ahead line was 6.5. Was Eagles 6.5? But the Rams look so good. I think that changed it as well. All right.
Think about this real quick.
Yes.
When they played in Super Bowl 22, I don't know how it ended up at kickoff, but that line went back and forth as who was favored in that game.
Yep.
It went from 1.5 to pick 'em to, like, it went back and forth. By the time of kickoff, I don't know if the Eagles were favored slightly or the Chiefs were.
I think that year, though, there was definitely more consensus that the Eagles were the best team in the NFC that year. All throughout that year. Yeah.
It opened Eagles, or it ended at Eagles minus 1.
Oh, there you go.
Only reason why I say that is that, to me, this is a harder road for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl, so it's more impressive than what they did the last time to get to the Super Bowl.
The crazier line was the line in the 17th Super Bowl, because then the Eagles opened as like 3.5-point dogs, and they ended almost as a pick 'em. Like they got close. Like, I think, and because Eagles fans kept betting on it, obviously.
Yeah,
but that's what we do.
Yeah.
draining all the money out of Philly. All right, coming up next.
Well, at least they got rewarded.
So coming up next, Shiel Kapadia will join us as he does every Thursday at 3. Shiel wrote a column earlier this week where he noted that of the 219 quarterback performances over the last 10 years in the playoffs, Jalen's passing performance on Sunday ranked 205.
Damn.
So I want him to explain.
I wonder where Wentz fell at in there. Was he 219?
On the Seattle one?
Yeah, was the only one he played in.
Well, I feel like he didn't. There wasn't enough time.
Oh,
he
didn't get enough attempts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, the referee on Sunday is the ref from the Carson concussion game.
For the Eagles Sunday?
Yeah. And the Jalen concussion game this year.
Really?
And through CJGJ.
Yeah.
So there you go.
0-3 in their last 3 with him as the ref.
0-3?
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
Fixes in.
So, Shiel joins us next. This is the Fixes In. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.